Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. I'm going to jump in for Nolan. I know he'll talk about it briefly in the opening segment, but Dirtbags, I mean, obviously you're all aware of it today. The passing away of Willie Mays, 93 years old. You know, everything is out there, social media, news. Sure that you've read it, so we're not going to dive into it much. Just, you know, tough timing, obviously. Obviously, one side of it, a great life, 93 years. Tough side of it is the Rickwood game tomorrow night, Cardinals, Giants, big festivities planned for Mr. Mays, and just terrible timing. But in the grand scheme of things, we do send our condolences to the Mays family, Major League Baseball community as a whole, and it just, yeah, another one of those living legends that you just, you know, you think those type of people will live forever, and unfortunately, we know it's not not what will happen. But and it's always sad when it does happen. So again, from Nolan, myself, everybody here at Dirtbag Nation, our condolences to Willie Mays and his family and the MLB community at large, for sure. So I know festivities will be big tomorrow night for the Rickwood game, and probably pretty cheerful. Sad, but you know what? It'll be a good opportunity for everybody to reflect and carry on the vision of how special the game is and how special that game should be. Very meaningful for baseball, the Negro community, Black history, just everything baseball history. So, you know, if you're watching it, if you're able to watch it, that's great. I mean, it looks like anything that we've seen this week, the field's fixed up beautiful, the setting's there. The only unfortunate part is obviously, yes, Mr. Mays will not be there, but he will be in everybody's hearts. So we did want to get that out of the way and certainly start the show off with that. So got a lot to talk about. Injuries, highs, lows, everything else in between. So great to have you back with us for another week, Dirtbags, and hopefully you've had a dirty week out there wherever you are as a player, a parent, a coach. Thanks for sending in your curtain call questions to us. You know where to do that, Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, Nolan and myself, and we'll be happy to get them on here or talk to you in person. So we will be right back, Dirtbag. So settle in, get your favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us, because we're ready to get after it.
My weekend plans were already looking good, but now they're looking pretty epic thanks to the deals at Kohl's. I just saved on great summer essentials, like shorts for my whole family at $16.99 and some cute dresses for 40% off. I also saved up to 85% off clearance after an extra 50% off. And with their Buy More, Save More offer, I saved $10 when I spent $50, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So take it from me. You need to get to Kohl's for epic deals ASAP. Select styles. Offers end June 23rd. Extra 50% off clearance valid through June 25th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What's up? I'm Miles.
Hey, and I'm Jara.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is how the flavors come together. First, I taste the smoky grilled chicken, then the pepper bacon with that maple bun, added with the sweet heat and the pickles.
I'm really sold on the pickle. It meets you in the middle with the sweetness and the heat.
It's spice-tastic.
Yum-licious.
Flavoristic.
The sandwich of the summer. The maple pepper bacon sandwich.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off tonight?
Yeah, I mean, so like obviously you said off the top of the show, Kirk, condolences go out to the William Hayes family and all people involved. Obviously, especially with the Rickwood game coming up here in a day or so, obviously that was supposed to be celebrating Willie and paying tribute to him for being one of the last remaining players to ever play on Rickwood Field that's alive still. Obviously, yeah, very, very saddening day for baseball. But jumping into kind of what else has happened around the MLB as of the past week, obviously you get some major players going down with serious injuries. You get Mookie Betts out 6-8, Anthony Rizzo out 4-6. Aaron Judge right now had the MRI or the x-rays done yesterday. Everything came back negative in his left hand. Nolan Arenado today just gets plunked by a pitch on the right elbow. Don't know the severity of that, but he had to leave the game. We'll get more details on that probably closer to midnight type of deal. And we might be able to talk about it in next week's show, depending on kind of what the severity of it is. But obviously, I mean, yeah, like you're losing a guy like Mookie Betts. That one's a tough pill to swallow. Yamamoto, obviously, too, with the triceps injury. Sorry, I forgot about that one. Rizzo, obviously, the 4 to 6 weeks, and especially with the way that he was playing first base, that'll immediately bring a lot of Yankees fans into speculation as to who they're going to go out and acquire for their first baseman, just to platoon with Rizzo. And that was always kind of the backup plan, was to go out there, get a backup first baseman, another bopper, just to go with the Bronx Bombers. And then Rizzo obviously going on the shelf. That one doesn't help anything, especially with the Paul Goldschmidt rumors that have been going around recently about him possibly being a trade candidate for the Yankees. Like I said, I mean, obviously those are some two key players. Mookie Betts, obviously you can't replace a guy like that. That one's a tough pill to swallow for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and especially since he was putting up MVP type numbers. Obviously he had fallen off the map a little bit over the past couple of weeks. But overall, I mean, still, he was trending in that MVP type season. Yeah. Like those are guys that obviously you can't replace. So they're going to have to strategize and get pretty creative about what they're going to try and trade and who they're going to try and acquire. even this, I've heard the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, obviously, this completely depends on what route the Cardinals take. Obviously, they just lost 2 out of 3 to the Miami Marlins this past week. But, I mean, if Paul Goldschmidt's getting thrown around in trade rumors and even Tommy Edman being thrown around in trade rumors for a possibility for the Los Angeles Dodgers, obviously, those are two more significant players in the St. Louis Cardinals lineup, so that would indicate that they might become sellers closer towards the trade deadline. That being said, they are still in a wild card spot.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a good stretch, hottest team in the National League before losing those 2 out of 3. I think they were 20-10 over 30-game stretch, so got right back into the hunt. I can't see Goldie going to the Dodgers with Freddie Freeman there, but you never know.
No, Goldie would go to the Yankees.
Okay. Strictly the Yankees, yeah. Matt. Yeah. That'll be an interesting month and a half. Well, less than a month and a half now. Crepes, I keep forgetting that we're at the end of June almost. But yeah, like you said, Nolan, it's just, I was talking about it with the players over here that I'm coaching. We were just talking about before we came, and I hopped on with you for the show. And it's just, you know, it's not that there's more injuries this year. It's just the significance of the injuries and the players that are going down. You know, you lose Acuna last month. You're losing Yamamoto, Betts, Rizzo. Albies went down earlier in the year. Riley went down. Josh Jung for the Rangers right out of the gate. Like, you know, now Arenado, like you said, potentially. Judge sounds like it's all good there or whatever and stuff. But what a wild year for the level of players. And like you said, those, boy, if you're the basement teams with any kind of players at all, you're loving it when those type of players go down, because that just has the potential to up your ante or your asking price. Would you not think so?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. No, that's the approach that you got to have too if you're a selling team, especially if a team's hampered by an injury and they don't know what the actual severity or length of that timeline's going to be. And especially since there's a lot of teams that are muddled right in the middle of the pack there, right? Like more so on the National, well, even on the American League side, but the National League side, I'm looking at it and you got about 7 teams, 8 teams that are vying for that wild card spots. Obviously, you get 4 teams that are starting to pull away between Atlanta, Philadelphia, the Dodgers, and the Milwaukee Brewers. And even the Brewers aren't necessarily pulling away from the Cardinals, but they're still up 6.5 games right now. So, I mean, it's one of those ones where you got to kind of figure out what the heck you're going to do. Obviously, there's certain teams that are sellers, and a guy like Ryan McMahon, for example, he's a guy that can play a bit of positional versatility between first, third, spot in at second base. I mean, I know he hasn't played second base in a couple of years, really, but either way, those are options that, hey, if I need a guy, like, I'm looking at the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's a team that makes a lot of sense to me for a guy like Ryan McMahon to go there. Obviously, you don't usually do the interdivisional trades, but I mean, he's a guy that's going to provide a great positional versatility to go to a team like that, has familiarity with the NL West, knows the way that they play their styles of baseball out there. I mean, that's a move that makes a lot of sense to me.
That's a good call. I never even thought about that. Like you said, even though it's interdivisional and that, Dodgers have the farm system and the pieces, and that's a great player. Like you said, versatility, fills in, got a little bit of everything, right, that he offers. I forgot about it. I know we talked about it quick last week, but even the catchers that have gone down lately, right? Like, I mean, you lose Wilson Contreras. He's almost back. By the sounds of it. But JT Realmuto, right?
Yeah, for the month.
Last week. And you know, you just don't go out and replace those guys. Colorado lost Elias Diaz this week. Uh-huh. You know, there's just not a lot of catchers out there and stuff like that. So that's a really detrimental position to be losing. like, because it's just not a depth position right now. That's the way it is. But exactly right, the severity of it. These teams, they got some thinking to do and some navigating to do and stuff like that. It's nice when you have a little bit of that lead and a little bit of that cushion on a lead to be able to ride it out, if that's the right terminology. I'm not just sure, but I guess at the end of the day, that's all you can do, right? You got to ride it out and just see, okay, let the water settle. We've certainly seen it with the Braves. It hasn't been so good since Acuna Jr. went down. They've struggled offensively. Pitching's been there, but not off the charts great after losing Strider. Guys are still doing their job, but boy, I'll tell you what, the Phillies are stretching it out. It seems like every week on them. And the Mets got hot. Look what the Mets did over the last, two weeks.
Straight now.
Yeah. They're turning it loose. So now all of a sudden they're in that wild card hunt too. So there's opportunities for those teams that were, you know, struggling to find their traction. And hey, if they can take off, there's some good opportunities with those teams that are losing.
Yeah. And the good news for Phillies fans out there. I mean, obviously you get Trey Turner back.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big one for the Phillies. They lost today 5-2. Bryce Harper had another 2-home-run game, but anytime you can add a player like Trey Turner, and it's the same as the Yankees. The Yankees obviously tonight are getting back Gerrit Cole. We'll update how he does obviously in next week's episode, kind of in his return to Yankee Stadium. But I'm looking at it, right? Those are huge pieces that people don't really understand how significant of an impact that is, because you don't have to give up the farm to go out and get a guy like that. All of a sudden, they're just coming back from an injury. Like, you can't replace those guys. Like a Mookie Betts, you're not replacing him at shortstop. Internally, though, they have Gavin Lux. They have a couple other players that can play shortstop. Obviously opens up positional versatility. Like I said, that's why Ryan McMahon makes a lot of sense to me. Obviously with Max Muncy still being on the shelf, he's basically a Max Muncy light, right? He's not going to hit the 36 home runs that Max Muncy has, but he's going to give you a few different positions and he's going to play them well. So like,
maybe traded for Kevin Biggio there last week with the Jays. And so, like you said, maybe slide Gavin Lux over, put Biggio at second. I mean, obviously it's not Mookie Betts out there, but you got to go with that type of stuff sometimes. Lots more to talk about, Dirtbags, and we'll be right back here after the break to keep on going with it.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to your bags. Nolan, you were talking about the Phillies and getting Trey Turner back this week. And yeah, I mean, you know, Schwarber, what was it, the first game back? I think he had two bombs. And Nolan's going to be loving life on me, Dirtbags. We're playing each other this week in fantasy. And Harper's on his team. He gets Garrett Cole. He made a big trade there a month and a half ago for Cole. Gave up a first overall pick, but he gets him back against me tonight. So he's... It's pretty even right now, but I'm sure he'll school me by the end of the week or whatever. And now he's got some good pitchers on that staff, and he'll be excited about that game tonight. I know you're playing yourself, Nolan, tonight, but I think somewhere in the back of your mind you'll be paying attention to that Garrett Cole start.
Oh, of course, and everybody should be. I mean, if you get the chance to watch Garrett Cole. Now, the thing is, I don't know how far he's going to go into the game. He might go six innings. Obviously, his last couple rehab starts, they went well for him. He, 10 Ks through 4 1/3 down in AAA in his last rehab start. I'd be surprised if he's allowed to go more than 75 pitches. So he might get you a quality start. But either way, no, it's just a good thing for Garrett Cole to be back out there on the mound. And especially since, like we said, like the Yankees, they're playing Baltimore right now. They're what? Sorry, I'm just looking at the standings here. 2.5 up on Baltimore right now. And, like, that's a must-win series. Obviously, yep. Anytime you can beat a divisional opponent at your own barn, like, that's a must. You got to take series against your own division. And right now, it's a split series. They're 1-1. So, I mean, you're trying to stave off the Orioles. Because, let's be honest, the Orioles are a team that everybody's going to watch for at the trade deadline. Still loaded with prospects, and they're right in the hunt in the American League East. I'd say they're better off for trading than the Yankees right now, but
yes,
positional needs. I don't know if Baltimore has that many positional needs compared to the Yankees. Like, the Yankees don't necessarily have MLB starting positional needs, but they definitely need depth pieces because, yeah, knock on wood, they've had good luck with their injuries this season.
Well, and that's it, right? They probably would have brought Jason Dominguez up to just to spell Judge off for the next week maybe or something like that to keep him healthy. But he went down with a strained oblique as well. So he's on the AAA IL as well. So you were talking about the significance of that series, and I think exactly right with the Orioles being so close, I think it's not only just a good series to be involved in with the Yankees at this point in time, but a tremendous growth opportunity, because you can just imagine how hostile Yankee Stadium is. And those young kids, they probably haven't had that type of intensity. Last year, they got a taste of it. Now, those Yankee fans, they won't be fooling around with them these three games. They'll be being Yankee fans with them. So it'll be great for Brandon Hyde and his club to have to go through that adversity and that kind of exposure, because they're going to be right there at the end of the day. Like you said, right? September is going to roll around. They're going to be doing it again.
Yeah. No, like, I mean, and here's the thing too, right? So you got talking about the Mets a little bit in the first segment, obviously having won 7 straight. So the Mets now are half a game out in the wild card, right? So this is the National League playoff standings. And right now, like, this is how muddled it is. So you get Arizona, St. Louis are both tied at 36 and 37 in the second wild card spot. Arizona technically is ahead of St. Louis because of head-to-head. But then you have San Diego, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, the Mets, and Washington are all half a game back of both of those teams. So that right there, you're at 7. Then you have the Cubs and Cincinnati are each a game and a half back. So you're technically 9 teams fighting for 2 playoff spots. Now, Atlanta's got a little bit of leeway. Yeah, Atlanta's got a little bit of leeway here. But overall, no, it's one of those ones where, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, teams just got to make moves now, is kind of my opinion on it. And especially when you're looking at the AL side of it, like, you get teams like Los Angeles, Oakland, Chicago White Sox. I mean, I get Texas and Houston are still technically there. Even a team like Detroit technically still there. But they got to entertain the idea seriously of becoming sellers. Because I'm looking at the AL wildcard side. And you get Kansas City, Minnesota, Baltimore, who are all basically nine games above 500. Baltimore is 22 games above 500, so they're doing pretty good for themselves. Seattle and Cleveland are 40. Well, Cleveland's 18 above 500. Seattle's 13 above 500. Like, I can't really see any teams catching Seattle coming out of the West. And especially when I'm looking at it, you get Houston, Texas, Los Angeles Angels, Oakland are all sub 500. And they're all, what, about 10 games back, give or take? Yeah, they're all 10 games back at least of Seattle. If I'm them, I'm seriously entertaining a legitimate sell-off. And especially since Houston just released, who the heck was it? Jose Abreu there the other day. With tons of money still on his contract. So, I mean, like, that's kind of the way that I'm looking at it. They got to entertain an Alex Bregman trade if they're not serious about locking him up.
Yeah, there's some tough decisions to be made, for sure. I mean, I think a lot of teams with the draft combine going on, and I think you get through that draft or whatever and that, they see what they can pick up, especially with the way players are right now and how close they are to almost being able to go right into Major League Baseball like we've seen the last few years. Now, I'm not saying the overall draft this year has those players, but depending on the team, depending on where you're picking and who you select, that can change a lot of things in a hurry, right? Start closing in on the sale of players, especially if you're getting those guys, like you said, Bregman, and you just know that, you know, that's a brutal decision for Houston to have to make. There's no question. I think everybody out there, dirtbags, realizes that's one of those ones where you get paid the big bucks as a GM, Dana Brown in this case, to make that tough call. But you're right. At the end of the day, he's still valuable to a playoff team just because of his playoff history and what he can do. He's still a valuable player. So you got to look at bringing back a bit of a haul for him and replenishing and getting those younger ones, especially with Tucker still down and stuff. It's going to be interesting to see who moves. You were talking about Texas Rangers, right? Max Scherzer. He maybe comes into play again if he has a good month, right, over the next month and can get back and rolling. And, you know, you're not going to get, in my opinion, you're not going to get the value out of Max Scherzer that you had in the past. But you can certainly get value for him. Yes, they got Josh Jung coming, but they're just not – they're whatever it is that's just missing there this year – they just cannot get any traction going. Garcia, his numbers are going down. I get it, still early in the summer. Things can change, but boy, I don't know. There's just something about that Texas team that I think they got to just maybe look at being sellers as well. We talked about it last week, Chicago White Sox, right? I don't know. We talked about the Baltimore Orioles being buyers. They definitely have to be, but even the Mets, right? Now, all of a sudden, you go on that win streak, and that just changes everything.
Yeah.
Changes everything. Pete Alonso now comes off the table, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, like, right now, the NL is so muddled that you can't even do anything with it. But at the same time, one of those teams needs to make a move with one of those bottom feeder AL teams right now to try and establish themselves in that NL wildcard race. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that they're going to get back into their actual inner division race, but when you got nine teams that are separated by a game and a half, there needs to be a move that's made somewhere. And I'm looking at the Cubs, honestly, in my opinion, the Cubs are the biggest team that has some glaring holes that could very easily be fixed via some trades. And especially since they went out, they spent the money for Craig Counsell. Not necessarily deep in the farm system, but they have enough pieces there that they could very easily swing a trade. And now here's one for you. I'm just going to throw this out, hypothetically speaking, right? So Houston Astros, you mentioned it earlier. Kyle Tucker's injured. Kyle Tucker comes back in, what, let's say week and a half, 2 weeks now. He stays on the path that he was earlier in the year. He's got a year and a half left on his contract, I think, before he's a free agent, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's the 25 class. You entertain a trade for him?
No.
If I'm Dana Brown?
No. No,
I
don't.
You think he's untouchable?
I think he is. I think he's this generation for Houston's Alex Bregman, right? Before he went down, he was right top three for MVP. And we know what he is. He's going to be a good player there for another 7 years. So exactly right. I don't think he's on Hunter Brown's coming around the last few weeks or whatever, starting to settle back into where they had him as a rookie and stuff like that. He's felt his taste of trouble, hardships in his second year out of the gate this year. So he's starting to settle down in there, doing some good pitching. Look at who was it? Blanco again, Monday night? Was it?
Yeah.
Another seven innings of no hit baseball. His second no hitter basically in one season. So they've got some good pieces. I look at Alex Bregman and I focus on him, man. And again, as tough as it is, as hard as it would be, I think you can bring back some really nice value for him. Really nice value for him.
But so here's why I'm bringing up Tucker, right? He's got a year and a half left and Brown's already said, hey, listen, we're not willing to go more than 5 years. Tucker's going to want more than a 5-year contract. A 5-year contract for him starts almost at $175 million.
Yep.
That's why, if I'm getting a blow my socks off offer for Kyle Tucker, if I'm Dana Brown, I got to seriously consider it. Because right now, I'm not guaranteed to win. Come the offseason, you know his trade value is only going to start plummeting. Because all of a sudden, then it's his walk year. Right. And if he's not signed before the start of the season, then everything's on the table. So that's kind of my point. Like if I'm a team that's loaded up in the National League and I think that I can make a serious run for Kyle Tucker, I'm considering offering the farm because I know that guy can do it.
I think the wild card there is Drayton McLean still coming in as ownership, doing it if he needs to. So, but Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second to answer the curtain call question. So stay tuned.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Did you know that you can now save even more when you shop with Amazon Access this summer? Amazon Access is your one-stop shop to learn about programs, discounts, and features that make shopping on Amazon even easier and more affordable, like shopping select grocery items with Snap EBT or getting 50% off your monthly Prime membership with Prime Access. And now, Amazon Access introduces Access Discounts, a new program that offers exclusive discounts and deals to qualified customers. Visit amazon.com/access to learn how you can save 15 to 20% on select groceries and everyday essentials from brands like McCormick, Starkist, Frank's, Poise, Water Wipes, Depend, and more. Shop shelf-stable groceries, coffee and espresso products, condiments and seasonings, personal care items, and more at just a fraction of the cost. Save big with Amazon Access this summer and visit amazon.com/access to learn more about Access discounts today.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolan, first one coming in, must be a pitching background and stuff like that. This is just a unanimous or anonymous caller in, and they want to know about Paul Skeens. And what they want to know is, all over social media, since he's arisen to the Pittsburgh Pirates, you're seeing the pregame routine. So they're wanting to know if the baseball pitching gurus out there are going to start gravitating to the Paul Skeens plan. Thoughts on that? You've seen them, I'm sure.
No, I've seen him since his debut, and there's a lot of quirky stuff that he does. Obviously, some of it is already implemented at certain facilities, like a drive line, and I know the actual pitching guru account. He's big endorser of about three quarters of the stuff that Paul Skeens does. To me, I'm not a pitcher. I can pitch, but I'm not a legitimate MLB pitcher, so I can't say for certain whether or not guys are going to take traction of this. Basically, there's stuff that works for everybody's body. This guy, he's built this into his regiment for so long, and he knows the way that his body is and knows the way that all these mechanics work for him. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that they're kind of useless or stupid or anything like that, and I'm not saying that they're the greatest things in the world. To me, it seems like they're a little bit quirky, but, hey, obviously it works for him, so, I mean, who am I to say? Kind of guys, hey, everybody is more or less a habitual person, especially with their pregame routines. Obviously, this one works for Paul Skeens, so more power to him. Feel free to try him out. Let us know how they feel. Let us know if any of them you see a significant difference in it, because then maybe that's something that we can implement into our own training regiment and everything like that for pitchers. But yeah, for me, I mean, personally speaking, I think a lot of the stuff that he's doing is not necessary, but he has it built into his regiment. He knows that it works for him. More power to him.
And you hit the nail on the head for me. It's built into the regiment. It's built over time, a lot of time. He's a beast of a man. He's conditioned his body. He's synced his body, and all part of that. It everything that he does helps with that sinking. But like we talked about before, right? Wes Johnson, pitching coach down at LSU when he went there, former Minnesota Twins, longtime pitching coach. He built a major league pitcher, legitimately. You know, did maybe Wes Johnson use all the stuff that Paul Skeens does over the years? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, like you said, maybe certain pitchers did use certain elements of what Paul Skeens does. But Paul Skeens has been able to put the whole package together, Dirtbags, and that's what Nolan and I are talking about, and that's what it always comes back to. It's finding what works for you. Don't chase stuff for the sake of chasing stuff because it works for somebody. Try it. Absolutely try it. But then understand, does it work for me? Does it work for me right at this present time? And if it doesn't, you can get out of sync, you can get out of balance, out of position, and then you're going to have arm problems. You're going to have body issues. I'm going through a young pitcher with us over here and stuff like that, and trying to talk with him about plyo balls and how to balance everything. And so he's a 16-year-old playing up with BBL men and stuff like that. So like he said to me, he goes, yeah, well, last year I was playing with guys that could hardly hit and hardly catch and $165, and now I'm playing men, 200 pounds, beast, they can hit the ball out of the park. I got to balance and stuff like that. And I said, yes, you do. But I said, you don't have to do, he's got such a quantity in his drive line and then his long toss and pull downs that I have him doing and stuff like that, that he's way over 100 throws before he's even gotten into the game. And I said, you're just not old enough. You're not strong enough. You got to back down those numbers. Understand how to make the program work for you. That's what it comes back to. So exactly right. Paul Skeens,
he's got it. You can see it on the social media. You can see it on the MLB when they show it and stuff like that. He's done it so long that he knows exactly how he's executing it, why he's executing it, where to go, when to go there. But he also had an amazing pitching coach behind him, guiding and being a trusted confidant the whole time. Somebody to watch the whole process. So that's what it is. So as exciting as it is, as fun as it is to watch, really talk about it with your pitching coach or whoever it is, or reach out to us by all means. And we're happy to talk about it with you. You can contact us on Instagram or Facebook, as we always say at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We're happy to talk about it. I'll talk all day about it with you. And now we talked about it at the top, knowing the unfortunate situation with Willie Mays or whatever and that, but fans are writing in and that they want to know about our thoughts on the Rick Wood game tomorrow night, especially with the Cardinals playing the Giants. They wanted to know your thoughts. You spoke about it briefly in the past about it, but you know, at the end of the day, for me, it really is about legacy, and it's been great reading the articles for me to just see the players that came through there. You know, when I was a young player, I mean, you go to Michael Jordan when he was trying to do the basketball was on strike and he was like, I'm done basketball. I'm going to play baseball. He was down playing with the Barons and stuff like that when the Chicago White Sox were there. But just, it's great to see MLB again, starting to recognize it and giving back and acknowledging how valuable that history, the Negro Leagues, were to the game of baseball. That's my thoughts. What are yours?
Yeah, I mean, this is a loaded question. I'm indifferent on the whole thing. So basically, like, obviously with the celebration of Willie Mays and everything like that, it was supposed to be a lot more significant than what it actually kind of like what the actual game really is. What did they say? Rick Wood's the longest active field still in use or something like that in America?
Yep. Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, it's what, 50 years younger, 55 years younger than Labatt up here in London. So, I mean, congrats. Like Labatt's is the longest active field, period, that was an MLB-affiliated field at one point in time. Now it's played by the London majors up here in Canada. And that field's been around for 170 years now? 170, I think, since 55. So, yeah, almost 170 years now. Obviously, there's historical value to Rickwood Field. It's, what, a 10,000-seat stadium? So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, the game's going to be cool and everything like that. I mean, I'm not personally in favor of what they did with implementing the Negro League stats into the MLB archives for the updated stats and everything like that. That's just my personal thing. I mean, if they were doing that for all the guys and, like, they included their Negro League stats with their MLB stats, so it boosted up a few of the guys' stat lines and everything like that. But it's like, okay, if you're doing that for them, then why are you not implementing college stats for the rest of the guys that played? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you not recognizing Japanese stats on top of the North American stats of a guy like Ichiro Suzuki, right? Like, Ichiro Suzuki, it still says he has 3,100 hits. Why does Ichiro Suzuki not have 4,400 hits and is now the all-time hit leader past Pete Rose? Because he wasn't playing in the MLB. You know, like, hey, I'm nitpicking. Yeah, I know that there's people out there that'll say, hey, what the heck's wrong with this guy? Tell me I'm wrong, though, based off of that. Because that's a professional league over in Japan. Unfortunately, the Negro League was just not allowed to be segregated into the MLB because of the times. I'm not trying to be a bad guy here. I'm just trying to save points. Right? So that's kind of my aspect on it.
Yeah, that's good insight, too. And that's what it's all about, right? Different opinions, different age groups and stuff like that. That's exactly it. I look at it as a older person living in baseball and in life dirtbags and, you know, Nolan younger generation and stuff like that. But very valued opinions and stuff like that. And we'd love to have your opinions as well, because I think, you know, overall great concept for sure. Is there going to be pros and cons to it? Absolutely. Just speaking on history of the game, I think is super important for sure. Just to remember that it is a game of baseball. That's what we're doing at the end of the day. We're all playing baseball, and you hear us say that every week, Dirtbags. It's getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty. And all those players that had gone through Rick Wood, through the Negro Leagues or minor leagues after the Negro Leagues were gone, you know what? It's all about history, and it's all about remembering where you are. Is there other fields other than Rick Wood? I think to your point, Nolan, absolutely. There's a lot that you could probably go around the Midwest, anywhere and everywhere. You could do that. Like you said, London, just to get a little bit of context with London, it's close to a place called St. Mary's Dirtbags, and that's our Canadian home of Baseball Hall of Fame. And there's always been battles that actually baseball started in St. Mary's, Canada, versus Cooperstown. And so, you know, that the debate goes on and on. Unfortunately, the history books aren't quite maybe significant enough, and maybe they are. That's for the historians to really bear down and get going with that type of stuff. So you never know. Great question, though. Great question. So last question for this segment, Nolan. All managers are holding on. The guys are ripping on us. We haven't got the call right yet. And fair enough, Dirtbags. Like we said, the crazy part of baseball, teams can change. Ollie Marmol gets kicked out of the game there a few weeks ago against Milwaukee. Paul Goldschmidt says, writes into, who was it, Adam Wainwright, and says, we're going to win the division. All of a sudden, they go 20-10. So, you know, fair enough. Do you still have any managers on the hot seat? We haven't got it right yet, but
so,
can we find somebody yet?
So two that are
just a John Schneider.
Two that are clearly in the hot seat are the two basement dweller teams in the American League. Los Angeles Angels with Ron Washington and Pedro Grifol with the Chicago White Sox. The GM was asked about it. That Lutz, I'm drawing a blank on his first name, sorry, was asked about it there the other day, and he declined to answer the question altogether. Didn't endorse him, didn't back him, didn't say publicly, hey, listen, we're supporting this guy. Nothing, just avoided the question altogether. So anytime you get a general manager doing that, that is not a great sign. Washington, he even came forward and said it himself. He's like, listen, I'm not too worried about being let go. If that's what they kind of decide to do, then that's what they decide to do. Right now, the team's not doing what we were projecting us to be at this point in the season. So those are two guys obviously on the hot seat. Schneider, don't even get me started on Schneider and Marmol. But yeah, no, there's definitely a couple of guys out there that I think time is starting to tick on them. Like I said, they're back in, what was that, start of May when we first presented this question earlier in the year. I still think Kevin Cash is a name to watch that might be on a hot seat. As crazy as that is to say, I know you've rebutted against it. To me, he's still a name to watch.
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible for sure. I can't see Ron Washington going anywhere. I think that's just a mature baseball player, a baseball lifer, feeling the stress of not succeeding. But we've said it all along. That's just not a good team. The Angels just aren't. They're not competing against the Mariners with that starting rotation or the players. And you know, you got Rendon doing Rendon things. You lose Trout. That's the reality of it. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for sending in the questions, and we're going to be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so earlier this week, the Mets and the Padres were playing against each other, right? And so this is a funny one. Mike Schilt, the manager of the San Diego Padres, comes out. He's talking to the umpire. And to me, I mean, this is just your quintessential throwback manager where basically they just tell the umpire, hey, listen, you just got to toss me. I know you're not doing this. Like, I know you're not doing too much wrong. You butchered this call, but you just got to run me, man. You got to toss me so it looks like I have my player support and everything like that. And that's not even putting Mike Schilt on blast for saying that. Like, nope. That's just the good old-fashioned way of getting tossed from a game is you just politely going out to the umpire and saying, hey, dude, listen, you screwed up. You know you screwed up. You guys are doing a good job the rest of the game. This call, you screwed up. You got one of my players thrown out in a big – or struck out in a big situation. I got to take the heat off of my players so they can continue to play the game. So I need you to run me right now. And so the umpire just obliges, gives him the finger, and kicks him out of the game. And now I'm not talking the middle finger. I'm talking the pointer finger. And he just runs him out of the game. I think that that's good old-fashioned, old-school baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any of you parents, coaches that might be managers out there and stuff like that of youth or even adult leagues, that's just the right way to do it sometimes, right? Again, you defend the team, but you give and take a little bit of respect and honor and humanity with the umpires. And that's going to go a long ways, man. That won't be forgotten with that umpire either, right? There'll be a conversation at the next game. Maybe they cross paths in a bar after the game. Who knows, right? But there's a right way and a wrong way to do it sometimes. And obviously it's easier for Nolan and I to say it. Everybody, ourselves included, have been caught in high-level heat, intensive moments with umpires. But if you can collect yourself, think about it, have a good conversation or whatever in that, and if you agree to disagree, and that ends up being the final result, if you can do it properly, it goes a long ways, dirtbags. So, again, condolences to the Willie Mays family. And for the rest of you dirtbags, we hope you have a dirty week wherever you are out there. We can't thank you enough for listening, being a part of the show. As you know, we thank you so, so much. Please keep sharing it, and we'll be right back here next week. But unfortunately, that is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.